And you got to be, and I definitely am. I definitely am surrounded by vigilantes, but thankfully, the vigilantes of love, which makes life much easier. Because if it had been any other kind, I'd have been very worried indeed. I don't know how, actually, you get to make 8 albums and not be on this show, but, well, they've made up for it now.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Good yeah, well, got to the 8th album without getting in my studio. It's a high accolade indeed, I'll tell you. But they're here now, and they are Bill, Scott, Kenny and Jake. Normally it's Bill on guitar, Scott on drums, Kenny on mandolin and Jake on bass. But we wouldn't let Jake bring his bass, so he's kind of done nothing whatsoever. Because we'd have to plug that in, and we haven't got enough plugs here at the BBC. We're going to have an acoustic session instead. Where are you playing in town, gentlemen?
We're at the Mean Fiddler tonight.
All right.
Good show.
Yeah, big, good show. Nice place as well.
That's what we hear.
Yeah, it's a lovely place to play. Hailing from Georgia,
yeah,
originally.
A little kudzu-infested thing down there in the southeast.
Actually, it's an REM-infested place down there, isn't it? Your particular bit.
Yeah, no, those guys are wonderful. They're pretty high profile still around Athens.
Really?
Pete's up in Seattle, but Michael's type is pretty high profile, and their money has done a lot toward preserving old buildings and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, they're one of those bands that have actually tried to kind of give something back, aren't they?
Yeah, very much so.
I presume you're not going to do that. You're just going to spend it all on, you know.
Nothing to spend.
High living.
We're sort of the anti-REM. We're totally in debt, as opposed to being multimillionaires.
Well, maybe they can invest a bit in you. No, I don't mean that. Let's have a song. What's the first number we're going to
hear? This is called The Opposite's True. It's on the new record, To the Roof of the Sky.
We shall be playing a track from it soon.
And lo, these odd years when reviewed I constantly find, when I'm reaching for the light, the darkness so close behind. You might think I've learned a thing or two about playing it cool. Well, you might think that that is so, but no, the opposite's true. You might think in the storm we've discovered the eye of the calm, but I've yet to find a way to dodge all these sweaty little palms. Sure, I've made some enemies, but I just can't recall who. Well, you might think that that is so, opposite's true. It's true. Never mind, it's code blue. Well, you might think we'd call the doctor, but no, this is true.
That's the stirring sound of the Vigilantes of Love. I've kept Sally waiting, but I won't mind. I'm sure she enjoyed that as much as I did. We should come back to one more live number and some tickets to give away and a check of the album after this.
Could you please speak a little faster? GLR 94.9 with 2020 travel news. I did enjoy that. From here at Scotland Yard. Starting in central London, big queue in Orchard Street as you head southbound at the moment down towards Oxford Street. Queues backing up to Baker Street area. It looks really clogged there at the moment. A couple of other busy spots around central London too. Trafalgar Square, that's been busy on and off all morning. At the moment it's at a standstill yet again and clogging up the Strand going into it. In fact, the Strand is really slow both ways at the moment. Elsewhere, Grosvenor Place, if you're trying to get up to Hyde Park Corner from Victoria, that's just one solid queue of traffic all the way through, backing down towards the Victoria one-way system. Has been busy coming in the other direction, although that does seem to have improved a little bit over the last couple of minutes. But we've still got heavy traffic in Piccadilly as you head eastbound up towards Piccadilly Circus. I think we had a breakdown at the top end of the Haymarket earlier on, which obviously hasn't helped. It's very wet too around town at the moment. The rain is drizzle. It's coming and going, but it's obviously slowing traffic down generally. Shaftesbury Avenue slow northbound going up, heading up towards Cambridge Circus at the moment. And we've still got that big queue of traffic in Regent Street both ways, but particularly northbound going up towards the Oxford Circus area. Still that queue on the North Circular, I have to tell you, if you're heading northbound out of town, there's a real queue going up from the underpass at Harrow Road, travelling towards the Neasden area. I don't know why that should be, but it's very, very slow and congested. Just check Kew Bridge as well. Oh, there's no traffic at all. It was quite busy a couple of minutes ago, really stuffed, but now it's running fairly nicely. On to things just a little further outside, southeast of town in Crayford. Crayford High Street is still closed northbound at the London Road junction. Diversions are operating there. And down at Forest Hill, Forest Hill Road between Honor Oak Park and Colliton Road, they're doing some resurfacing and there are queues in the area there too. Onto public transport, delays on the Victoria line. Connex South Eastern, there's a breakdown in Otford, another one, and that means delays on services via Maidstone East and Otford. And a signal problem at Sevenoaks means that there are delays through that area too. GLR 94.9 from the BBC. Next update, 20 past one.
All right, then, so you've heard them live. You're about to hear a track from the album. Do you want to go and see them live? We've got 10, yes, 10, count them again, pairs of tickets to go and see the Vigilantes of Love tonight at the Ming Fiddler this evening, and you can win one, not one, but one pair if you answer this question. You've got to come here to GLR and collect them before 5.30, right, because we've got the grubby briefs in our hands. But should you be able to turn up at Marylebone before half past five, you can go and see the Vigilantes of Love, free and for gratis and for nothing tonight. The question is... who was the producer of the only REM album not produced in the United States? I'll give you a clue. He's a QPR supporter. 0171 224 2000. But that probably won't help whatsoever. In fact, it might have stopped you being able to answer that. But who was the producer of the only REM album not produced in the United States? 0171 224 2000. If you want to go and see the Vigilantes of Love tonight, this is what they sound like on record. This is a track from the new album. This is called But Not For Long.
Take her along. Sure you'll miss her, not for long.
So that's from the album To the Roof of the Sky. Compared to which, Halsden is a relatively short journey. But that's where they're going tonight, to play at the Mean Fiddler. And certain people, and I'll give you a list of who, at some stage will be going to see them, because they knew the answer to the question. Actually, I'll wait till they play another one before I tell you. Let's have one more song, gentlemen.
All right. Song's called Double Cure. Ready?
To tell, God knows I've thrown a lot of coinage down the old wishing well, down the wishing well. Riches to this poor, poor man. Yes, and I will one day see that face over yonder shore.
Just mighty. the Vigilantes of Love. Have a splendid time tonight at the gig.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, thanks for being head. And never trust or underestimate a man in a Hank Williams shirt, my mum once told me.
Wise
Thank
lady.
You, gentlemen.
Thanks, Albert.